And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong. And our guests this morning are members of the Sitkins Outreach and Support Lifeline Group. That's the SOS Lifeline Group, who has been working hard over several years to support those experiencing poverty and homelessness. I'm very excited to have in the studio with me Julia Smith, the president of SOS Lifeline, and Mary Wegner, the secretary.
Good morning.
So you are holding a planning meeting this week, and what is that planning meeting for? Let's start there.
All right. We are planning for our fall Project Homeless Connect, and this is the one where we're really wanting to have people we connect with those who are experiencing homeless or are really concerned about being homeless to come to our event, and we're going to connect them with some services and some warm clothing and try to work with them before the winter sets in. And the reason why we do one in at this time of year is because a few years back when we had our January big Project Homeless Connect, several of the homeless people said, you know, when we really need it is in the fall.
In preparation for winter.
The event
is November 2nd.
November 2nd,
2018.
Yes.
It's about 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks away.
Right. Yes.
And those who want to get involved, how would you like them to be involved, both in the lead up and on the day of?
We would love their involvement. We have a meeting tomorrow afternoon at 2 at St. St. Peter's Sea House, and we're open to ideas that'll help serve the population.
Okay.
The other thing we'd like is we would love to have some donations. We are looking for warm socks, warm clothing, and tarps, so
blankets.
So if you have maybe an extra coat at home, or you don't mind picking up a package of warm socks, you can drop those off. There's going to be a barrel at UAS at the university, or you can call me at 738-6336, and I'll connect with you at the Methodist Church, because we also have a collection point at the Methodist Church.
Yeah. Right now?
Right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you said blankets and coats and tarps.
Warm things.
Warm things, really mm-hmm. important in the lead up to winter. A lot of these individuals are in sleeping under the mm-hmm. elements, and they're also in need of services too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the services that Sitkins could volunteer or provide?
One of the things that we like to offer in the fall one is some health options.
Okay.
So we do have someone coming to do blood pressure checks. That's very important. We have found some problems for folks in the past when we've done blood pressure checks, so that's really important. And so I'm real happy to say we have a volunteer nurse to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We also have tobacco cessation from Search coming over to talk to people. Also talking to people about continuing their education, getting a GED or other educational opportunities from UAS. So those are the things that we have going right now. Tomorrow we'll be talking more about if there are other services. Salvation Army isn't a huge place. So that's another reason why we want to have more than one event, because we can't get all the services we'd like to get there. The one in January, we always do PFD applications and housing. And so there are some other things that we try to split up the types of things that we offer people. And we offer vouchers for different goods as well. And one thing we're looking for is haircuts. So if somebody would like to donate haircuts, that would be great.
I really like haircuts. We also need some toiletries and some other types of kind of daily living supplies are also very welcome.
And toothbrushes and toothpaste.
Excellent. This event is happening on November 2nd. Where is it and what time?
It's going to be at the Salvation Army.
Okay.
And the time is 11 to 1.
Okay.
Okay. As you know, Salvation Army provides a meal 5 days a week, and that's a great gathering place for folks. And they've been our hosts for a few years now and mm-hmm. so generous to work with us on this event. Yeah, we really partner closely with the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm. Great. I'm speaking with Julia Smith, the president of SOS Lifeline, and Mary Wegner, the secretary. And if you're a Sitkin who has been concerned about homelessness, rising homelessness, and the need of those who are unsheltered in Sitka, or you're someone in need of shelter, this event is happening on November 2nd from 11 to 1 at the Salvation Army. And there's a planning meeting happening tomorrow from 2 to 3 at St. Peter's Sea House. And I wanted to ask you both, I think that in reporting on this issue, what I've realized is some Sitkins, they figure that the Salvation Army's got it, you know, that it's a problem that is being taken care of. But it seems like a lot of the work of the SOS Lifeline group is to pull in multiple partners. Why are multiple partners needed for this issue?
Well, I would say every individual is an individual situation, and the Salvation Army does a lot to help, but they are very limited in what they can do. Their grants focus on very specific areas, and that doesn't cover all of the needs that individuals have. Their food bank runs dry, usually a number of times during the year. So there is a much greater need than what the Salvation Army can handle themselves. We do work very closely, as Julia mentioned, with the Salvation Army, and they're our point of first, where we refer people to first. Mm-hmm. And so that we look at what resources the Salvation Army can offer, and then if they can't offer that and there's not other resources, that's where we step in and see if we can't help kind of fill the gaps that exist, because there are a lot of gaps and every situation is unique.
Yeah, I suppose, and it reminds all of us that a human life is very complex, and when you are without shelter, it's more than just shelter. It's psychological, it's access to education, it's healthcare. Access to health care.
It's being respected. Yeah. Yes, there's a lot.
Just having someone say hi to you.
Actually, that's the last question I want to ask you is, you've been really focused in sharing what Sitkins can do in these next 2 weeks. But what would you like to see from Sitkins on a daily basis, and also maybe on an annual basis, something kind of that you could imagine households getting in the practice of regularly as part of their lives?
What I've found that I do on a regular basis is that I like to treat everyone the same. So, you know, sick or friendly, we say hi to people. So I say hi to everybody. And there's some people that I know come to Project Homeless Connect are homeless. And I know that through the meal programs that I've been involved in. And I want to say hi to them. I don't want them to feel like they're ignored and don't exist. And loneliness is a big problem for this. I think the other thing that we can do right now is to help find a place for a winter
Definitely.
Warming shelter. We are working with the Homeless Coalition on this, and it's something that's really needed, and that would just be wonderful. So if you have a space and you think, well, I don't know if this would be all right, that's okay. Gail Young, who is the person who's been really spearheading the Homeless Coalition, would be thrilled to have you give her a contact her.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Mary, do you want anything to add to that?
Well, I really appreciate what Julia had to say, because I think that's so important. These are our brothers, sisters, children. These are our neighbors. And for so many people, it could be them, you know, if situations change, health changes or job changes. So just thinking about, they're not other people, they're us. And it, whatever you would do for us, then please do. Like, we have one local Sitkin who's going to donate sweets for the November 2nd Project Homeless Connect.
Yeah, right.
And I just, you know, thank you, Mary Szymanski, for, you know, thinking about how important those things are for everybody.
Mary Wagner is the secretary for SOS Lifeline Group, and she's joined by Julia Smith, the president. And you can help them in getting this event off the ground and successful. It happens every year. This is the kickoff for the winter season. The planning meeting is tomorrow, 2 o'clock at St. Peter's Sea House, and Project Homeless Connect is on November 2nd from starting at 11 a.m. at the Salvation Army. And thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.